Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're winding up the month of October. It's been a tremendous month, and looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday, and Pastor Jeremy Griffith will be with us on Sunday morning, and Pastor Patrick Neuswinger will be preaching for us Sunday evening, and we look forward to those services this coming Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. That's 9:30 on Sunday morning for Bible classes and Sunday school classes, 10:30 for the morning service, and then, of course, 5:30 for the Sunday evening service. We have a Spanish church as well. It's all in the Spanish language. If you have any Hispanic friends, we invite them to come out. Same times, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Luke 24. Luke chapter 24, of course, is the resurrection of Christ. It says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entering in found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And they, as they were afraid, they and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest." I want to call particularly attention to that verse number 8, "And they remembered his words." An old legend of a fisherman who lived on the banks of the river, walking home one evening, dreamed of what he would do if he became rich. Suddenly his foot hit against a leather pouch filled with small stones. Absent-mindedly, he picked it up and began throwing the little pebbles into the water. "When I'm rich, I'll have a big house. When I'm rich, I'll have servants with nice cars. And nice cars." Well, he went on and on until there was just one stone left, and he looked at it and realized, as the sun hit it, it sparkled. And he realized he'd been throwing away the riches that he'd been dreaming about. The real riches were in his hand, and he was dreaming of unreal riches in the future. And boy, that can be so true of us, can it not? We dream of what we wish we had, and we overlook our present riches. The biggest robber of our present riches is our own memory. We think about the good old days. Someone said the good old days are a matter of memory over misery. Train your memory. And by the way, people do train their memory. There's various memory courses you can take, and they use association or they use repetition. But I would encourage you to use your memory. Don't let your memory use you. I love the story of the man who was a golfer, and he was getting up where his eyesight was getting dim and he couldn't see anymore. He still was okay physically, just couldn't see where his ball would go. So he talked to the pro at the golf shop, and the pro said, "Will you be out here tomorrow morning at your normal time, 8 o'clock tee off, and I'll have somebody here that can watch your ball for you." And so the man went out to the tee, and he's taking his practice swings, and there's nobody around except this real old man sitting on the bench. And he said, "Man, I understand that the pro said he'd have somebody out here to watch my ball because I can't see that well anymore." And the fellow said, "Oh, that's me." And the golfer looked at him and said, "That's you? How old are you?" Guy said, "I'm 93. He goes, "Oh, my." He said, "But you can see." He said, "I got 20/20 vision, perfect vision." Okay. So the guy tees it off. And of course, he doesn't see it. He looks at the 93-year-old man. He said, "Did you see it?" He said, "I saw it. Perfect drive. You're right down the middle of the fairway, about 220 yards out. Guy said, "Great." They get in the cart. They start driving down the fairway. And he says, "Okay, where's my ball?" And the fellow says, "I don't know." He says, "What do you mean you don't know? I thought you said you saw it." He goes, "I did see it." Well, then how come you can't tell me where it is? He says, I can't remember. Well, our memory can fail us for sure, but memory, there's some things we just can't forget. By the way, I don't ever want to forget the day I got saved. I'll never want to forget the day I called on the Lord and asked Him to save me. Oh, I'll never forget that sweet night on my knees. The joy of that hour has never left me. It's life's sweetest memory. This old world tries to erase, but I'm saved by His mercy and I'm redeemed by His grace. Do you have a memory of salvation, my friend? If not, why don't you call on the Lord today and ask Him to save you? But you know, it's interesting. The Bible tells us to remember. Here, Jesus told the followers who came to His tomb, or the angels did, to remember the words of Jesus. But back in the book of Deuteronomy, two places, Deuteronomy 4 and verse number 9. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9. I'm getting there. The Bible says this, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." Deuteronomy 6 and verse number 12. The Bible says, "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Lest ye forget. Lest ye forget. He urges them to remember the commandments, remember the covenant, remember the promises, remember the provision, remember the faithfulness. Ecclesiastes 12:1, "Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Oh, the days of youth are good days. The days of youth are useful days. The days of youth are enjoyable days, but they're also dangerous days. You better remember that God will give me, I'll give an account to God for these days. We're told to remember Lot's wife who looked back and suffered God's judgment upon her life, turned her into a pillar of salt. If you've been once delivered from sin and delivered from wrong and delivered from wickedness and delivered from that kind of a life to God, don't look back. Jesus said, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Paul said, "I forget those things that are behind and I reach forth to those things that are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Press on. Press on. So there's things that the Bible tells us to remember. Remember thy Creator. Remember my commandments. Remember Lot's wife. Remember the things you've been taught. Number two, what should a believer remember? Well, we're supposed to remember to pray. We're supposed to remember to pray. In Matthew 5, when Jesus gives the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and verse number 23, "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, and go thy way, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." Remember, sin hinders prayer. You come to the closet, a prayer closet, or you come to the altar, things need to be right, not just between you and God, but you and others. The Bible says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord does not hear me." So get it right. Keep short accounts with God. Allow your memory to work as you prepare to pray. Don't forget. Remember. Remember to pray. But then the Bible says also, we're to remember time. James 4 says that our life is but a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. I think it's the book of Ephesians chapter 5. We're taught to redeem the time. David said, "There's but a step between me and death." We're to remember the time. One day it'll be our last day, my friend. The attack that can happen any day. A life can be snuffed out any day. Make your time count. Don't waste your life. Don't waste the time. It's precious. Redeem means buy it up. Count it as precious. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. But then the Bible says we should remember the Bible. Remember the words of God. That's what Jesus was telling the angel was telling the disciples about Jesus. Remember what He told you. They'd forgotten it. Is it possible? They forgot about the death and the resurrection, and it's only been 3 days. The angel said, remembered it and repeated it. Then it says they remembered. I know it was a time of fear and a time of sorrow and a time of discouragement and a time of trouble and a time of loneliness. But during times of trouble and times of discouragement and times of loneliness and times of trouble, that's when we must remember His Word. Stand on the promises of God. That Bible story and the Bible that is stored in your heart and your mind is worth 10,000 times more than any Bible stored on the shelf. Remember the Word of God. Remember the time is short. Remember to pray. And then let's talk about memory in eternity. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. The Bible says in verse number 11, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Oh, we'll remember then, won't we? Words that were been spoken, deeds that have been done, unconfessed sin, money given. But we'll remember the good things too. Things we gave to the Lord, missionaries supported, Sunday school classes taught, bus riders helped and invested in, needs met, a thoughtful note, encouragement to someone. Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." That's why we desire to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." We need to remember. In eternity, we'll remember those things that we've done, whether they be good or bad. But we'll also remember those without Christ. Those without Christ. Those in Luke chapter 16, where the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus told the story about the man who died, and Lazarus, of course, was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. But the rich man also died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And Abraham wanted him to send Lazarus. And Abraham said, "Son," verse 25, "remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted, and thou art tormented." Remember in your lifetime you had good deeds. Remember in your lifetime you had abundance. Remember in your lifetime you had nice clothes. Remember in your lifetime you had the beautiful house. Remember in your lifetime you had opportunities to be saved. Remember in your lifetime those opportunities to go to church. Remember in your lifetime you knew there was one way to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Oh, listen, my friend, don't die without Christ. You'll remember that for all eternity. That's what I believe the Bible says when it says, "The worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched." There's no hope for you if you reject Christ. There is no other way. You'll have all eternity to remember that. All eternity to reflect on that. Oh, my friend, today's the day. Now is the time to receive Christ as your Savior. And then you can begin to build some precious memories living for the Lord. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. I thank God for the memories that He's given to me. Well, let's remember today, Christian, will we? And make it a great Friday. Prepare for the Lord's Day this coming Sunday. Looking forward to meeting with the people of God. And I hope you are as well. And I pray that we'll honor Him today and remember what great things He has done for you and for me. Then we'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast on Monday. All right? And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.